Music for this show is brought to you by Lisa Ryan of LisaRyan.com. Hey guys, welcome. This is Mark Ardonez, and you're listening to Mark's Major Mistake. Hey guys, I tried something new today. I actually tried making use of Google Talk and Yahoo with voice, and both of the services are actually great. Although Google seems to be very consistent in terms of sound quality, and then Yahoo is sometimes okay, but there are times when even if the person that I'm talking to is within the vicinity or in a local area, it sounds crappy. And there was some instance where I was talking to a person to China, which is another country from where I'm living right now, and the line was very clear, so it was very inconsistent in terms of quality. Now, I can go ahead and probably give you samples of the conversations that I had earlier, one in Google Talk and another one in Yahoo, and you'd probably be the judge. Okay, here's Google Talk. I'm going to
don't record me!
Why?
Sige, record me, I'll say something.
Okay. Ten, what do you think about me? Am I fun?
Ano na sa'yo?
What? Masaya?
No, ano na sa'yo? Yun! Paano mo ginagawa yun?
I have what I call emotion sounds. So dun sa recorder that I have, which is hot recorder, I can record conversations via voice over IP, and I can save it via MP3. I can also include certain sound effects, like, for example, if you are boring kausap, parang...
That's too funny!
If I can say something... Huh?
Wait lang ah.
You definitely need to try to set up the conferencing in either one of these, in one of these tools. It just sucks that Google Talk does not have conference features. That's one of the stuff that, sinasabi ng mga podcast enthusiasts.
Uh-huh.
That if Google Talk had conference features, it would be the best.
Uh-huh.
But since wala, medyo it sucks. You should need to set up your voicemail because this is the thing of the future, friend. You should have Skype as well. At least Google Talk, Skype, and this, yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, teka lang. Hindi na ako makapag-invite nga sa Gmail.
Oo nga. That's what I asked Maki din eh. I could try to find...
Kasi Maki, tumatawag na sa akin!
Okay, drop
it. Up to this!
Now here's Yahoo Talk.
What?
Hello, Josie.
Hello, Mark.
So, sinasubukan mo na siya before?
Hindi pa.
This is the first time? Oh, nga, it's quite clear. Actually, I'm waiting for Maki. Kasi Maki's going to, she's going to be online sa Google Talk. Eh, sabi niya mga 30 minutes, wala pa nga siya eh.
Ano ba yung Google Talk? Parang ganito din?
Oo.
Walang bakit yun?
Wala. Actually, gumagamit din ako ng hot recorder, so I hope you don't mind. I'm recording our conversation. I just want to try out something. Tell me if you listen and hear this. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
How about this one? Hindi naman, hindi rin. We need the bandwidth, eh. Diba, naka DSL na rin ako, eh.
Ah, so kailangan DSL siya at least.
At fast internet connection above 64 kbps. So that concludes another edition of Mark's Major Mistake. I hope you like our episode. At least you have a preview of what to expect with those two services. Probably I could do another test with Gizmo or Skype or Netsophone, but I think I'll be sticking for Google Talk at this point in time. Until probably another service comes along with a better sound quality and probably with conference as well. But hopefully Google would come around and figure that we need conference when we do voice over IP. So that's it. Thanks a lot for joining me. Bye.